This episode is brought to you by the greatest gift the internet has ever bestowed upon humanity, Etsy. Does your nephew need a new hat to keep the sun off his porcelain cheeks at summer camp? Etsy's gift mode has got your back. Whatever you need for your summer parties and gatherings this year, look no further than gift mode on Etsy. Gift mode on Etsy is here to take the stress out of your summer activities so you can find the perfect item for literally anyone in literally any occasion. Whoever you need to shop for, now it's easy to find gifts made by independent sellers for all the people in your life. Whether it's the bird watcher who needs a new birding journal or the gardener who needs new monogrammed custom gardening tools, Etsy has you covered. From music lovers to poets to fans of the cinema, there's something for everyone on Etsy. Need to find the perfect gift? Don't panic. Try gift mode on Etsy now. This episode is sponsored by our friends at Rakuten. Listen, you bunch of fellow ghouls, it's springtime. Are you ready to throw off the shackles of winter and shop? What's that, Martha? You are? Have I got news for you? Rakuten's Big Give Week is back. Get 15% cash back at hundreds of stores, including Bombas, Adidas, Ulta, Clinique, Fresh, and so many more. Rakuten is how in-the-know shoppers get the best savings. You can shop the brands you love and earn cash back on top of the deals. During Big Give Week, May 6th to May 13th, the cash back rates are even bigger. You too can save on everything you need for summer, like clothing, outdoor gear, and travel. Join today for free and get an extra 10% cash back boost. That's an extra 10% cash back on top of Big Give Week's 15% cash back. You won't see higher cash back rates than these. Go to Rakuten.com or download the Rakuten app. That's R-A-K-U-T-E-N. Rakuten, baby. Shoppers, get it.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. Can you hold that and speak into it?
Hi. How are you?
Network talent, Kelly Mantle.
How are you? So this is, oh, I see how it works. Everything's backwards.
It's a podcast.
It's a podcast.
Now, when we do have guests, I know it's tempting to stare at the monitor of yourself.
I know it is. And
she's like, I don't know about this lighting, y'all. But
now
she's
I
like,
have to look at you. So wait a minute. You were in drag at 10 a.m. this morning.
Honey, I had to get up at 7, get in drag, and we were live streaming at 10 today.
That is nuts. How many things have you done so far today?
We filmed today. We did a live stream because YouTube Shopping has a new shopping feature, and we did a collaboration with them today. So I was up doing like QVC, showing products while people bought it live. It was really fun.
I love that. That's your fantasy.
My dream, Kelly.
Totally.
This has been one of my dreams my whole life, was to do like a live shopping event. So it was thrilling. My heart was racing.
Oh my God, I love that.
It was the thrill of the theater. And then after that, Brittany Broski came over here, mm-hmm. and we did a video. We were decoupaging phone cases to make mood boards. So I decoupaged this today.
Oh my God, I love that. Is that Martha Stewart? And
yeah.
Who's the bottom one?
Serena Williams.
Serena Williams.
I love sperm. Serena Williams. And sperm, bottoms.
See, I have this terrible thing because I drop my phone all the time.
Can we talk about this, Kelly?
Girl, I drop my phone a million times a day.
But
if I didn't have it, I wouldn't have a phone.
Is better than this.
No.
Are you in Tron? are you Alien vs. Predator? What is this phone case?
No. Oh, I'm a camper.
Do you know what I could see you driving, though? Like, I think in another life, Kelly, you were conservative. You would make a great conservative.
No.
Because you're kind of Southern.
You that have this would cowboy be terrible.
I could see you pulling up in a Range, a Land Rover or like a Humvee and being like, you want my gun? Try and take it.
You try and take it. This ain't Texas, honey. This is Trixie's podcast. And I'm going to fuck you up.
Katya's no, not a part of it anymore. It's not Katya's podcast anymore.
No, it's not.
I just think it's funny that as soon as she goes away for a little while, you show up in full drag saying, well, I'm available. I just think it's funny.
Stop it. Now, you all called me. I didn't know nothing about nothing. And y'all called me up and asked me to be here. Now, get the story straight.
I don't know nothing about birth and no babies.
I don't know nothing about... Trust me, I'm not trying to take no one's gig. This is too much work.
You're like, I'm already exhausted.
I am exhausted, girl. Is it over?
Well, I have to say, we're lucky to get you look gorgeous. Doesn't she look beautiful in the studio,
quit
everybody?
It some more.
She looks beautiful.
Quit it some more, honey.
Guys, if you ever see Kelly in person, she is transfixing. You have these big Bambi eyes, these big doe eyes, and they're this soft brown. And you have this great sense of humor, great body. You're just a fucking beautiful lady.
Well, thank you so much. So are you.
Thank you.
You
and
are.
We're lucky to have you in the look today because I don't want to tell your business, but you had a callback today.
I had my first in-person callback since the pandemic. I'm not lying.
Wow. How did you feel getting up in the callback gig?
It feels amazing. Please bring back in-person. Is this the camera? Bring back in-person auditions for actors. We need them. We want them. We want to be in the room with the casting director. I understand that for a time we had to do self-tapes, and I understand when you're out of town you have to do self-tapes. I fucking hate self-tapes.
You do?
Hate them.
I love it.
Do you?
I feel like I only started getting...
Well, I mean, you pretty much, you like live your whole life. I mean, this is like normal for you. It's not normal for me.
To be in cameras talking to yourself.
Yeah, I'm used to showing up in the room and you bring that energy in. You get to kiki with the casting directors and the producers and... the directors, the writers, whoever's in the room with you, you know, they get to give you some feedback and say, I like that, but try it this way. And then you get to show them you can make adjustments on the spot.
Because that's a skill
in itself.
You
don't get to do any of that in self-tapes.
Yeah, because I mean, I guess for you, for like a real bona fide actor, you want to show them in person how you can take direction and spin it.
Yes, exactly. You know, there's a great story. Sean Hayes from Will and Grace, went through like 15 different, you know, network callbacks to get that role.
Really?
Will and Grace, yeah. Like, it was between him and, like, one or two other guys.
Could you imagine as anybody else?
I know. Can you? No one else.
To know who was on that list.
I know. I would, too.
Because he's kind of untouchable.
Yeah. Really is. I mean, he made it his own.
Amazing.
And he was in the room, and it was his final network callback, and he was like, okay. They were like, thank you. And he turned around to walk out, and he was like, stop looking at my ass. And they all burst out laughing. He shut the door, and they were like, that's him. That's the one. And
that's
it's little
so
things
funny.
Like that that you can do in the room that
sexual
you can't
assault.
Do. Sexual assault. Yeah. You can't do that on self-tape.
Kelly says, stop looking at my ass. They're like, would you put pants on? You're like, why are you all picturing me naked? They're like, you are naked.
I'm naked all the time.
You're like, I'm going to get this part.
Drag.
I'm going to get this part
yes.
today.
Yes. Show off that body. Girl, you look amazing.
Oh, thank you. Depression.
Is it really?
Yeah.
I love that
for
you.
Everybody's like, Ozempic? I'm like, do you think I'm going to willfully stab myself with needles? I don't care if it makes me live forever.
No.
Girl, I have arthritis now. Hi, old.
Do you do?
Honey, yes. And now they got me on this in the leg.
What?
I had to do it yesterday once a week. It's called Enbrel. I do it once in the leg and I had to shoot it up myself.
Girl.
The psychological games, Kelly.
Oh my God.
He's sitting there going, oh my God, just do it. Just do it, you fucking pussy. Like I have to psych myself. I'm crying.
You should just put a little bit of hormones in that with it.
Well, that's what you'd think.
You
like,
know,
which
honey?
Hormones, though?
I don't know. I know how to moan like a whore, but I don't know nothing about no hormones.
Because sometimes I think I'm so, I see myself as so feminine. Don't laugh.
You are.
And sometimes I'm like, should I take tea? Like, I should be on like a cycle of testosterone.
Of testosterone?
Yes. I look like handsome Squidward. Square jaw. I could be like, could you imagine me with roid rage, Kelly? Wouldn't I be hot?
Oh my God,
like,
that would be so hot. Well,
like,
the picture that you took in front of like
dad.
The Bronco.
What?
I mean, the picture you took of you in front of the Bronco.
Oh,
that's
yes.
very, yeah. Like you're totally giving like straight
you know what
country
it gave?
Boy vibes.
My friend drives that truck and I stood in front of it and I said, take this picture. And he took the picture and I said, you don't have to be lonely with farmers only. Now, if you weren't with... is it okay if I say your partner's name?
Yes.
If you weren't with James, hi, James.
Hi, James.
So handsome.
He is so cool.
Worships
How lucky
you.
Am I?
He, You
How lucky
are
am I?
Extremely lucky.
Oh my gosh. The coolest Him? Fucking guy in the world. Right.
Yeah, but you are so
I'm
lucky.
So lucky. No.
He worships you. He oh loves you. He respects you, loves you.
And it's mutual. It's but completely
if, but
mutual.
If you were single.
Uh-huh.
And you were out in the wild, Kelly. Uh-huh. Now, husbands at home with Kelly's husbands, all uh-huh. of them, all six of them, cover your ears. If you were out in the wild having to be a single gal again,
yeah,
would you take to the internet? Do you think you would use the apps?
Girl.
Because you didn't do that, did you?
I messed with Craigslist a little bit.
I love that you think Craigslist counts as one of the apps.
I messed with Craigslist a little bit. Well, for my age group, it does, honey.
You are on Craigslist.
Girl.
His short list.
Missed connections, honey.
Well, because that's what a lot of the dolls used
Trader
to do,
Joe's.
Right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It was either Craigslist. Well, you know, what's funny is back in the day, we had a Del Taco on the corner of Santa Monica and Highland. Right down the street from that was the Yukon Mining Company. And we had some amazing trans clubs you could go to. 7969 Peanuts. We had the Lodge.
7969 Peanuts?
Yes, girl.
Girl, come to the Trans Illusion Showcase at 769 Peanuts.
At 7969 Peanuts. Show hosted by Viva Sex. I would have taken Miss Trixie with me because I always like to take the geishas with me so I would look more natural. You know?
I would be the best wing woman.
Oh, because totally.
They'd be like, well, look at that man in a wig. But look at her friend. But
look at her friend. She
just stepped
so
out
petite.
Of the shower. She has no makeup on.
Exactly. I would always treat my drag girlfriends and be like, wear your biggest wig. And then I would look super petite next to them.
By the way, as if you need anybody next to you to look gorgeous and petite.
Well,
you
know.
Really are so striking.
You know.
Striking. When I see you, I feel stricken.
With stricken?
Grief stricken.
Grief.
Yeah.
You are horrible.
But when you were pre-James, when uh-huh. you were working, were you a dream girl? Or were you like a dream girl adjacent?
No.
You weren't doing the gigs.
I never did the gigs.
You were an actress.
I was an actress through and through. I grew up in theater. I was doing theater. And that is where I started being. I mean, I've always been a girl ever since I can remember. You right. know what I mean? Ever since I was had a memory, a memory gland. But, and then, you know, growing up in Oklahoma, I wasn't exposed to, you know, anything gay or trans or anything. And then Boy George came along and I'm like, okay, I think that's me. I think that's what I am. But yeah, I only did theater. I never did regular weekly drag shows. So I was never putting looks together 3-4 times a week, obviously. And so that was never my gig. I would go to them all the time as an audience member, but I was always off acting and doing theater and TV and film and all that bullshit.
Again, you would go to the drag show, let the men in sequins walk around on stage, and you would sit at the bar in a tight black dress like, oh, hello.
Well, you know, at 7969...
7969 Peanuts.
Viva Sex, 7969 Peanuts. Viva Sex was the biggest Madonna impersonator in the world at the time.
What a great name. Viva Sex.
Viva Sex. She was the hostess of the show. Raja did the show. Delta Work did the show. I partied with RuPaul back in the dressing room. We'd see RuPaul.
That's
all
right.
The time.
She used to come support the gals. Yes. I feel like all the Southern California girls have a great, like, candid Ru story.
Well, you know, she went through her little transy phase. You remember that? When she had the little long locks of hair and she would go on talk shows and wear the bell-bottom blue jeans, you know?
That was like
during the fire. It was like the fire cover.
Yeah, Red Hot.
Yes.
During the fire. She wasn't in a house fire, Kelly.
She was in a fire.
You made it seem like she was a firefighter.
She looks amazing.
But she looks amazing coming out of that fire.
You know.
Her album's called Red Hot. You said, remember RuPaul and the fire?
I don't remember the names of these things. I've smoked way too much weed to remember details.
Red Hot is great because it's RuPaul. She's pivoted like this.
Yes.
She has the long black, almost like gel curls.
Yeah.
Crunchy 90s curls.
Yes, crunchy.
And she's got the, RuPaul loves the lower teeth, though.
Oh, yeah.
And she's really giving. I love the Southern Cal girls because they all have a story of RuPaul. Like, Delta has a story about her, like, working the spotlight.
Oh, working the spotlight. I've heard that.
Or people have stories about RuPaul just coming to a show to support the girls.
Uh-huh.
I love stories like that.
I know. She was. She would. We would always hang out in the dressing room back there at 7969 Peanuts. it was
I can't
fun.
Take that. Can we, if we're going to have a club for the dolls to meet discerning gentlemen, can we call it, like, something kind of like Lacage. Like, can we call it like
the other one was the Lodge, and that's where you get all the big, you know, you'd get the cross dressers, the truck
going
riders
down
and
get my shoes on, go to the Lodge. Like, girl, well, cross dressers different.
Well, you know, and they loved it, and I loved them. I'd see them in the bathroom, you know, and I'd be touching up my makeup, and they'd be like, "Hi, my name's Stacy. What's yours?" And I'm like, "Well, now you don't need to do that with your voice. Just talk natural."
You're like, you know? You're overshooting it a little.
You're overshooting just a little.
You're not
Stacy.
A Care Bear. Like, that's a little, you know.
Right. I got into drag in the backseat of my 18-wheeler tonight. Can I buy you a drink? And I was like, oh, Stacey, I'm not into girls that way. But thank you.
I know. Well, in my experience, I guess the ethical term is cross-dressers.
Yeah.
Usually straight men who are attracted to women who, exactly. who wear the guiche for their own power, for their own expression, sex yes. sometimes. They tend to come on to the drag queens, and I always have to go, oh no, we're not doing that tonight.
We're not doing that tonight, Stacey.
I was like, you
we
were
can
so
have a slumber party.
Yeah, Stacey, you were so friendly, and now I know why.
Exactly.
You really thought.
Yeah.
Can I tell you this one thing that happened to me? Because I get approached, believe it or not, me and drag, I get approached.
Oh, I'm sure you do. You're beautiful.
I get approached.
You're
by
a
local,
work of art.
Local government officials. One guy came up to me. I was outside a bar that's closed now in Milwaukee called Hybrid. Milwaukee has all disgusting name bars. Fluid.
What?
Dicks. Tits. We just have disgusting names
God,
for bars.
They sound like diseases.
Yeah. And then the lesbian bar is called Walker's Pint. You know, like, of course.
I love it.
Milwaukee's gay bars are fabulous. All of them. Walker's Pint. See you at the pot.
Oh my God, I love that.
And this guy came up to me and he's like, "You need a ride?" And I was like, "No, you know, by the way, I did need a ride. I had no way home. It was 2 a.m., but I was not able to get in someone's car. It's right. called being trafficked, murdered.
Wait, isn't this the home of Jeffrey Dahmer?
Yeah.
Girl. Was this pre-Jeffrey or post-Jeffrey?
That's your era. That's your age group, honey. You tell Girl. Us.
That's not my age group.
This is, how old do you think I am?
I came way before that. I was like, Jesus time.
How old do you think I am that I was going to get picked up by Jeffrey Dahmer?
Well, when did that happen?
Not in 2007, Kelly.
No, when was it?
Kelly, I'm 34 years old.
You are?
Yes.
I thought you were in your 20s.
Oh, let's take a break. Oh.
Hi, it's me, a little girl. So, what does everyday progress look like for you? For me, it's this tower that I'm building with my little blocks because I'm just a little girl. Budgeting savings every month but leaving room for an occasional delivery order might be your version of making progress. When you find new ways to save, you can reach your financial goals easier and still have an occasional treat. With a Chime checking account, you get features like fee-free overdraft up to $200 with SpotMe or getting paid up to 2 days early with direct deposit. I live on a very dangerous street. Learn more at chime.com/bald. I know one time my mom had an overdraft because we were at the grocery store and she spent too much money with her boyfriend this weekend in Jamaica. And so she overdrafted. Chime helps you make progress with fee-free overdraft up to $200. Your next deposit is just applied to your balance. No monthly fees or maintenance fees. Over 60,000 fee-free ATMs.
Side note, ATMs have gotten so expensive. The fees, I mean, crazy.
Eligible members get complimentary boosts to increase a friend's spot me limit. When you give a boost, they can boost you back to raise your limit. Take control of your finances and say goodbye to monthly fees. Open your account in minutes at chime.com/bald. That's chime.com/bald. Chime feels like progress.
Banking services and debit card provided by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. Members FDIC. SpotMe eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply. Boosts are available to eligible Chime members enrolled in SpotMe and are subject to monthly limits. Terms and conditions apply. Go to chime.com/disclosures for details.
This episode is brought to you by the greatest gift the internet has ever bestowed upon humanity, Etsy. As the cold, dark days of winter finally recede and the sunshine of spring warms our very souls, let us rejoice. The golden-hued daffodils sprouting here and there are the harbingers of the most wonderful time of the year, summer. And what better way to celebrate this joyous season of sun and fun than buying your friends and family the gifts that will make all their outdoor activities that much better? Does your nephew need a new hat to keep the sun off his porcelain cheeks at summer camp? Etsy's gift mode has got your back. Does your aunt need a new tote bag to hold snacks and sunscreen in that steamy new romance novel for a sun-dappled day at the beach? Etsy's gift mode is here. What about that garden gnome dressed as a pirate to sail the seven seas of your mom's garden and bring unadulterated cheeky joy to all her neighbors? Etsy's gift mode is your ticket, baby. Whatever you need for your summer parties and gatherings this year, look no further than gift mode on Etsy. Gift mode on Etsy is here to take the stress out of your summer activities so you can find the perfect item for literally anyone in literally any occasion. That Memorial Day barbecue with your new neighbor who is an avid baker? Why not get him a beautiful new apron to welcome him to the neighborhood? Whoever you need to shop for, now it's easy to find gifts made by independent sellers for all the people in your life. Whether it's the bird watcher who needs a new birding journal or the gardener who needs new monogrammed custom gardening tools, Etsy has you covered. From music lovers to poets to fans of the cinema, there's something for everyone on Etsy. Need to find the perfect gift? Don't panic. Try gift mode on Etsy now.
But this guy, we're back. And this guy comes up to me and goes, you want to suck this dick? You want to suck this dick? You want to come in this alley and suck this dick? And I kind of did want to suck his dick, but I wasn't going to be reduced to kneeling in an alley in drag sucking. Like,
why?
Then I become my mother.
No.
No, no. I just thought like I deserve at least a bath mat. My knees deserve something. You know?
I mean, you could probably find a cardboard box to put your knees on, honey. You got to make do.
That's resourceful.
I mean, that's, you know, that's a hot scene. I don't know why you would reject that.
Because of trash cans and rats, Kelly.
Honey, I'm a gutter slut. Did you know I met Courtney Love in a gutter?
Believe it.
I did.
100% believe it.
Totally.
And you're talking about Drag Race, right?
What?
The gutter of Drag Race.
Well, the gutter of Drag Race. No, she was on that. She was laying in the ditch, like in front of El Rey Theater on Wilshire Boulevard. And we had just performed there. That's when we used to perform club makeup. And I walked out there and I was waiting for a cab. This was before Ubers. And I looked down and I said, Courtney? And she's like, yeah. And I was like, oh my God, we have the same birthday. And she's like, what? And I was like, we have the same birthday. And she's all like, fuck you, I don't care. And I was like, no, it's me, you and OJ have the same birthday. And he died today.
He died today. Caitlyn Jenner tweeted, fuck OJ.
Shut up.
She did.
It's the only good thing she's tweeted.
She tweeted, fuck OJ. And I was like, okay.
Girl, what happened to that Republican vehicular manslaughterer?
You know what's sad, Kelly?
I literally just lost it.
Do you recall that sliver of time when she came out?
The reality show?
No, when she came out.
Oh, yeah.
And we as a community were like, oh my God, this,
so brave.
This Olympian, this athlete who all of our parents respect and know about. It was almost like sometimes it takes someone your parents and stuff already love as a straight person. When they come out, it makes it okay.
Oh, totally.
Because when you're their kid, it's too much.
Well, that's when my mom finally learned what the word transgender was. Because when Caitlyn came out, she called me up and she said, oh, did you watch the Caitlyn Jenner interview with the Diane Sawyer? She said, Bruce Jenner interview with the Diane Sawyers. And I said, yes. And she said, isn't it wonderful that she's come out as transient? And I said, Mom, transients don't have homes.
Right.
And she said, well, I'm sure a lot of them don't. They probably get kicked out of their homes for being a transient. And I'm like, oh, my God.
And so by the way,
we took that time to educate Mom on what these terms were.
How old is she?
Well, she's dead now, but she was.
That's pretty old. But she was.
She's really old now.
What time was she? What age was she then?
Probably 75.
And she's a Southern woman?
Mm-hmm.
That's progressive for a 75-year-old Southern
woman.
Listen,
I got her to vote for Hillary, so, you know, you have to pick and choose your battles. This is the same woman that thought Slumdog Millionaire was about Mexicans, so, you know, you gotta pick and choose your battles.
I've not seen that film.
I don't think I have either, but I know it's not about Mexicans.
I've been watching.
I don't know what it's about, but I don't think it's about Mexicans.
I know from The Office that it's about a man who's on a game show who, like, the trials and tribulations of his life have accidentally prepared him for the answer to all these questions.
What?
That's what I think it's about, right?
Is that what Slumdog Millionaire is about?
Yeah, the name is a little confusing.
Oh.
But it's one of those movies that now I can only hear it in the Oscars voiceover. Like, Slumdog Millionaire.
Yes.
Babble. Crash. Some movies I can only hear that female British
Babble
voice.
Is so depressing.
Not seen it.
Oh my God, it's so good, but it's so depressing. If you really want to lose some weight, watch Babble. the depression will kick in. It is so good, though. Cate Blanchett.
Oh, I don't. I can't do a
remarkable.
Sad thing like that. Nothing knowingly
I like it
sad.
Sometimes. I like when I smoke an indica.
Yeah.
Take me there.
I watched The Godfather the other day for the first time, Kelly.
I've never seen any of those.
Kelly.
James loves them.
I watched it with David and his dad.
Really?
I was very like, all right, straight guys love this movie.
Mm-hmm.
It's like Reservoir Dogs. Like straight guys love a certain movie.
Total.
They love Scarface. They love blah, 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 and whatever. So I was expecting to be like, whatever, the straight people movie, Kelly. The Godfather worked me out. The acting, the music, the performances. It was not aggro, hetero. I thought it was going to be very
so
like,
you loved it?
It was amazing.
Well, Al Pacino.
Diane Keaton is in it. And she's like in her 20s.
Up. Is she wearing hats?
Yes.
Love.
Yes.
She's always worn hats.
She loves a hat.
I can relate.
She loves a hat. She was so, the movie was so good. But David's got me watching all these old movies. Do you like a lot of old movies?
I do.
He had me watching Place in the Sun, Elizabeth Taylor.
Oh, yeah.
I'd never seen an old school Elizabeth Taylor movie. The beauty is transfixing.
Girl, she is.
The waist.
Insane. The waist, the eyes.
The hair,
hair.
The brows.
What is the one where the hotel room, what is that called? Butterfield 8? Is that the name of it? Or is it something else?
7.
What?
I'm kidding.
She plays a, oh, you got to see this one. I got to look up the name of it. Oh, shit. Anyway.
Backdoor Sluts 9?
I think that's it.
Yeah.
I think that's it. Starring, huh? And we, yeah, where she's in the hotel room and she, oh my God, it's so good.
I gotta watch that.
And then of course, like Cat on a Hot Tin Roof. I mean, just, she's so amazing.
She is. And then David had me watching, I just saw Sunset Boulevard for the first time.
Oh my God, so good.
I feel like as a drag queen, I was very overdue to see that
movie. Oh yeah.
I was like, every 5 minutes, I was like, well, that's a drag reference. That's a drag reference.
Oh,
like,
totally.
That movie was crazy. The fact that it starts with that guy dead.
Yeah.
And I'm like, whoa.
I'm completely becoming her. Like, it's happening in real time.
Well, I would say that you're doing that, but you're also kind of becoming a stagecoach, Melissa Etheridge ticket holding, you know. Because you got, you guys know that. I feel like people always talk about how Trixie, you're so accidentally lesbian because of the things I like. Kelly is.
I am living a lesbian
Kelly
lifestyle.
Is down at the Lilith Fair.
Girl.
Like, for real.
For real, for real. And I have to tell you, that is literally like my favorite kind of, we've had this conversation. I mean, that's what like, where my heart lies with music. I mean, Jewel, Ani DiFranco.
Yeah.
You know, the whole Lilith Fair fantasy, honey. I'm in for it.
That Jewel album, Pieces of You.
Oh my God, Pieces of, yes.
I like was 13, 14, started playing guitar, listened to that record. That record, I learned this on Wikipedia, is one of the most successful acoustic albums of all time.
Because
most of those are live recordings of her just playing at a bar.
Yeah.
And that's an album that was on the charts. And they're not even very professionally done. But she's so good.
She's so good.
The singing, the lyrics.
It's like, amazing.
She's amazing.
It's amazing. Her and I have kind of become like BFFs on Instagram.
Really?
Yeah, we'll totally like DM each other and stuff.
Again, lesbian.
Love. Absolutely. Oh, yeah.
Does like, James know that when you do leave him, it will be for a woman?
Oh, completely. He's totally aware. Yeah. Like tonight, I'm going to see Bitch at Hotel Cafe.
Uh-huh.
If you don't know her, she was on Ani DiFranco's record label, formerly a Bitch and Animal. Amazing, amazing, amazing lesbian artist. Oh, yeah. James is fully aware that I'll go full lesbian at some point in my life. So
right.
I hope he's prepared for it.
We've already got the clothes.
I mean, you know, I already have the look down. Absolutely. Now I just got to learn how to, you know, dive into the lady pond.
Now you were just
Tracy, do you have any tips?
You were just on tour with your solo material.
I was.
I can't believe you did 100 cities with Katya and I and then jumped on your own tour like a crazy person.
Well, I know. Isn't that crazy?
Yes.
And it was the people at Obsessed idea. And I'm like, you all have already driven me crazy. Now I'm going to go even more crazy.
What type of venues did you do?
I did what was the venue in New York that I did? What's that place called? The Gramercy?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
So I did like the Gramercy. So there were like smaller theaters, you know? It's definitely a theater show. It's a 2-act play called An Evening Without Kelly Mantle because I'm playing I'm playing everyone but me, which is like my favorite thing to do in the world. I hate being myself.
Who wouldn't?
Well, seriously, it's a lot of work.
Is it? I'm not like being funny. I barely know how to play Trixie. Is it hard to like backstage, quick change and switch characters? Like,
I love it.
You do?
I live for it. Yeah.
What do you think gets you there? Is it the look? Do you look in the mirror and see the other person?
Being completely schizophrenic, psychotic person to begin with. So,
well,
yeah.
Well, Katya should be great at it.
Well, Katya would be amazing at it. I mean,
have you ever seen her solo shows?
Yeah. Well, I saw the video of it. I didn't see it in person.
Unhinged.
Completely unhinged.
I mean, I went to
I mean,
see...
she becomes that one. What's that one? What's the character? Teresa? Trish. Yes. She becomes
Teresa.
Trish. Teresa.
She's been playing Teresa Caputo for years. Yeah.
She has been.
You're a little bit witchy.
I am a little bit witchy. Can I tell you, ever since tour ended, I've totally been getting in contact with like the psychic self.
I think everybody, honestly, don't laugh at me. I think everybody has a little bit of The Shining.
Yes, I'm totally serious. Yeah. Like I've been doing this thing where I've been practicing this thing where I like read people's minds. So do you want me to try it on you?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to totally read your mind. All right, but it takes, like, you have to go through a few little steps. So first of all, think of a number between 1 and 10.
Got it.
Okay. Now you're going to take that number and you're going to multiply it by 9. Can you do this?
Yes, Kelly.
Come on.
Yeah,
you're a business
I got
lady.
It.
I know
it.
You're good with numbers.
It.
Okay, so now do you have a 2-digit number?
Yeah.
Totally already reading your mind. So take those 2 digits and add them together.
Uh-huh.
And then subtract by 5.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're going to take that number and think of the letter of the alphabet that it connects with. So like A is 1, B is 2.
Okay.
And now you're going to think of a country that starts with that letter.
Are you fucking with me, Kelly?
No, I'm serious.
I can't think of countries. I could barely think of the math part. Oh, my
Come
God.
On, you've been to every
okay,
country
got it,
in the world.
I got it.
Okay. And then you're going to think of the last letter of that country and think of an animal that starts with that letter.
Okay, got it.
And then you're going to think of the last letter of that animal and think of a color that starts with that letter.
Okay, got it.
Are you thinking about an orange kangaroo in Denmark?
Why did it work?
Yeah, totally. I'm telling you, I can read minds.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you fucking can't. You guys,
did you all just witness this?
Kelly Mantle, at this time of grievance,
yes,
when Akatia has
totally
passed
read
on,
minds.
You're going to come in here and do black magic witchcraft.
Yes.
You and the other lesbians got together,
girl,
stood in a pentagram and free
blood.
We're
putting a spell on Miss Trixie, honey.
You are so wild.
That's what you were thinking about, though, right?
Yes, but how?
No, I don't tell my secrets.
I don't like it, you guys. I don't like to be lied to and flopped and fruited with.
On
I don't
your
like
own
it.
Podcast.
We have to fast forward to you and I went on tour last year. All year.
Yeah.
All year. Was
like
it difficult?
A year and a half, wasn't
yes.
it?
Was it difficult to like completely leave? You like abandoned, you empty nested, James.
Completely.
You left your life for a year.
I did.
And I don't mean to say this in a certain way, but I think Katya and I, we don't have... We're not as used to being home so much. Was it hard for you to suddenly be on the road all the time?
You know what? I didn't know how I was going to like it because I'm a complete homebody. I'm a loner. I'm a germaphobe. I was like, how am I going to like do this? Like be around people every single day on a bus, in hotels and theaters. I fucking loved it.
That's great.
I lived for it. I mean, first of all, probably because, you know, had I done this in like, you know, the independent band way and we'd been like stuck in a van or something, it would have probably been... I
Different
mean, you
story.
All took such good care of us, you know, and Obsessed took such good care of us.
Well, that's Katya's doing. If it
well,
was up to me, we'd be at the
is.
Best Western sharing a room.
You know, Katya was ready for the tour to end every single
every
day she woke
day.
Up.
Katya would be like, Katya's the reason we'd be at like a Four Seasons. Katya's the reason we got good food. If it was my
exactly.
tour. For Salt Pink Disco, I had to tell Brandon the other day, we're going back on my tour.
Yeah.
So get ready to sleep outside, bitch, because we're saving money.
We're saving money,
but
honey.
Katya taught me the value of spending on taking care of everyone.
Yeah. No, it was amazing. I absolutely loved it. I mean, James and I, you know, we're used, like, he's a filmmaker now. He's out of the Marine Corps and he's doing, like, lots of films and stuff. So we're kind of already prepared that we're going to have to take time away from each other. But that came out of nowhere. And, you know, everyone already knows the story. When Katya called me, she failed to mention it was a year and a half tour. I thought it was going to be just like a little YouTube shooter.
The way I'm not surprised. Yeah. The way she got you to say yes and said, by the way, it's for a year.
Oh, by the, well, Tim told me.
Yeah.
But I was like, oh, I loved it though.
Good. You were amazing.
Oh
I
my
mean,
God, it was so much fun.
The audience turned up for you every night. You walked on stage and they would scream as loud as they scream for us, like every time.
Girl, That character is just so good and so fun.
Yeah, if people didn't get to see Trixie and Kaji live, you played Sandy, which we...
Sandy, honey.
We wrote ageless, genderless. We wrote it kind of...
Pretty much me.
No, we know you're not ageless.
Oh!
And we know you're genderless.
Oh!
We basically wrote it to be... We didn't know who would say yes. Yeah. So the only character trait was, I think I told you... Sell your job is to sell Trixie and Katya like it's the last car left on the lot.
Yes.
Like the idea was that our management does not like us and does not respect us, and that's really all you had to play with.
Totally.
So how did you fill in the rest? Because you made her kind of a, she's kind of a grifter.
She's such a grifter. I mean, when I read the script, I was immediately. Like, things will just come to me immediately when I read something, especially if it's really good writing. And I thought this was, like, really good writing. It was so cool. And immediately I was like, the prototype is, like, Cyndi Lauper, a little bit of Fran Drescher. She's very East Coast. She's probably, like, owned an insurance company. She's been an insurance broker, a nail salon technician,
she's
a hairdresser. She's done everything. She has a certificate, like, on her wall, full of certificates. And chain smoker.
You know, the neck brace.
The neck brace. I mean, yeah. I mean, so it just immediately, she's a grifter, you know?
I feel like the neck brace, are you a prop person? Because to me, a piece like that gives me so much to go with.
Yes, exactly. I love holding things. That's why I loved her. She always had her cigarette. You know, I always like holding
character.
Things. Yes,
I always wish we would have done a night where we switched characters.
I know. We should have. We'll do it again. We'll make Katya miserable. As soon as she gets out, we'll say, hey, we're doing this again. We're switching characters. She'll go back in.
She'll be like, I'm going back to rehab. Thank you. Bye.
Exactly.
She is so funny because the other day on set, I wore the costume from the finale. Uh-huh. And she saw me and she was like, she had like a heart attack. PTSD entirely.
PTSD.
So you, I have to say, like, I was Wikipediaing you before this and I knew a lot of your like credits. You must be honestly one of the most decorated like actresses we know. You've been in a million things.
A million.
You've guest starred in a million things.
So exhausted.
Have you done Law and Order?
No, I never did Law and Order.
That's crazy.
I know,
I feel like
funny?
That, all the actors have done that.
I know. Everyone's done it. I think even Willem played a dead body in Law and Order, if I remember correctly. I never got called in for Law and Order for some reason.
You know, feel like not to profile, if you are a actress and that show is so much about like sex crimes, I'm like, we should know more people in our industry who've at least had a walk-on role.
Right?
Today's episode of The Bold and the Beautiful is brought to you by Squarespace. I'm obsessed with independent small businesses. I honestly think the smaller the business, the less people involved, I'm a lot more interested in the strategies you can implement to improve your life. Whether you are me now or me 8 years ago, where I was honestly running my own merch off my own website, and selling and literally updating my own website, like selling merch off my own website, packaging orders my own website. I cannot tell you, making the change in your life to be in control of your own website, building it yourself, updating it yourself, implementing tools yourself, it just puts you in the driver's seat of your own business. Squarespace is an all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. What I love about it is whether you're selling goods, like let's say you're selling your little clay pots you make, or you're selling services. Like if you do tarot card readings, you could schedule it online. It allows your consumer to book an experience with you or buy a product from you without even having to text you. Or like, you know, it just helps elevate the way you interact with the people who patronize your business. Patronize. Maybe you're a dialect coach. I don't know. There's a few tools specifically that I think if you're a super small business, this would be really good for you. Obviously, the online store is great because you could wake up, put a limited run of something you made yesterday up and sell it. When I've worked with web developers in the past, if I don't have it in place a few weeks in advance, especially by a Friday, if I want to wake up on a Saturday and implement a sale, I can't do that because nobody works on weekends. But when you own your own business and run your own website, you can like, I don't know, wake up and decide, I want to sell everything on my website that's red for 15% off. And then you can just run a sale on a whim for fun. Like, it's really amazing. I also love it because you get to be in control of the images you use, the way you describe the product. Like at Trixie Cosmetics, we almost have like joke descriptions sometimes. And I like being in control of that. Something else that's great is flexible website templates, because let's be honest, not all of us are graphic designers. I know I'm not. And even your dream website that looks super chiseled to your needs You could start with the template and shave off a lot of time developing it, let me tell you. Especially if you're like a wedding photographer or portraits or something where most of what you do is want to show people pictures of your work. You don't really need to do much. And a flexible template just makes it like basically drag and drop. Squarespace makes it easy to sell and manage your business online, covering everything from your store to payouts and payments all in one platform. With Squarespace Payments, you can accept Klarna, giving customers even more ways to pay. But now, pay later options like Klarna give customers more flexibility and increased conversion. Squarespace Payments is available for all new Squarespace customers in the US. Set up Squarespace Payments in minutes and start accepting payments from customers right away. Until June 30th, Klarna is available at 2.99% plus 30 cents with Squarespace Payments. After that, it will be 4.5% plus 30 cents. Something else that's great is the extensions. Like you can connect your store to vetted third-party tools to extend the functionality of your website. So let's say you really want to implement your social media, or you really want to implement like a little tool for scheduling, or you want to implement like a little tool so that if you have press about your product or your service, you can always link like whatever press is going out about you. There's a million ways. And I also love the email campaigns. At my company, I think somewhere between less than 1% of marketing emails get opened. That's what I've read. At my company, 35% get opened. And it's because we really make it personal and treat it kind of foolish. Like, think of your email campaigns like sending a purposely annoying chain letter to people who shop for you. That's what I do. And people love it. Like, be weird. And last but not least, videos. I mean, videos are kind of the new pictures. Anything you're doing, even if you're a photographer, it is so much better to have a video of you doing photography. Like, videos always make a difference on websites. Head over to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/bald to get 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Go over to squarespace.com for a free trial. And then when you're ready to launch, use squarespace.com/bald to get 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. I mean, how much easier could that be? Think of my head. There you go. That's a mnemonic device for you. And I sell my mnemonic devices on my website, built by Squarespace.
This episode is sponsored by our friends at Rakuten. Listen, you bunch of fellow ghouls, it's springtime. Are you ready to throw off the shackles of winter and shop? What's that, Martha? You are. You've been hibernating in that little ranch house in Indiana, and you're finally ready to emerge from your dark gray house and become the human being you always knew you could be. Oh, Martha, have I got news for you. Rakuten's Big Give Week is back. Get 15% cash back at hundreds of stores, including Bombas, Adidas, Ulta, Clinique, Fresh, and so many more. Rakuten is how in-the-know shoppers get the best savings. You can shop the brands you love and earn cash back on top of the deals. During Big Give Week, May 6th to May 13th, the cash back rates are even bigger. I'll be shopping for a new Dyson to clean my filthy house and some new shades from Ray-Ban for all the hot, wet summer fun I'm about to have. You too can save on everything you need for summer like clothing, outdoor gear, and travel. Join today for free and get an extra 10% cashback boost. That's an extra 10% cashback on top of Big Give Week's 15% cashback. You won't see higher cashback rates than these. Go to Rakuten.com or download the Rakuten app. That's Rakuten, Rakuten, baby. Shoppers, get it.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. Katya and I were talking about how it's always like, they go to a strip club and it's like, we're looking for Jennifer.
I know.
Jennifer, you mean Starlight?
Oh,
like,
God.
They always have like a strip name.
You know, it's a problem. It's a it was a problem. I think it's now people have finally graduated from it and stopped doing it so much and stopped writing those characters, you know. And I mean, I look back on a lot of those roles and I go, I don't know, you know. I mean, sure, I should probably get a lot of shit for playing some of them. But at the same time, you know, there really is a reality. There was a reality to that at that time.
Totally.
You know what I mean? I mean, I hung out with a lot of working girls.
Oh, yes.
So I would always go in with the intention of trying to sit down with the producers and the writers and say, let's handle this dialogue a little differently. Let's go this direction, give her a heart of gold, make her more three-dimensional. And, you know, my very first one. Totally.
Wow.
Totally. So my very first one was on NYPD Blue, and I you know, worked with Stephen Bochco. He even called me back for a following season, and I got to sit down with him, the creator of the show, and work with them on this role and make it better.
Wow.
Sometimes, not so lucky, they'd say, shut the fuck up and say your lines. You know, who are you
yeah.
coming in here with dialogue suggestions? But I would always try to, you know, turn it to our benefit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But at the time, that was the only type of roles that were really available to us, you know?
When I mean, that's the reality is, of course, we should all reflect on how much we still have to accomplish.
Yeah.
But when I started doing drag, the only trans women I knew worked with me at the makeup counter,
mm-hmm.
were drag queens,
mm-hmm.
were sex workers.
Totally.
And so in media, when they're portrayed that way, that wasn't wild.
Yeah.
That did reflect real life in a lot of ways.
Yeah, exactly.
It's crazy.
I mean, you know, and I don't understand too, because my whole thing is like with Sandy and with Sheila on the Browns, I mean, I just love playing women, just, you know, and I think that's the direction, you know, that needs to be available to trans people, that we're just playing, you know, I want to see Alexandra Billings playing someone's wife and mother. I mean, there's no reason, you know, they always ask, you know, well, what do you think of, you know, cis people playing trans roles or straight people playing gay roles? And I'm like, that's all fine and well, as long as we get to start playing their roles as well. You know what I mean?
Oh, that's a really, I think that's a really...
Because I love playing Sheila. I love playing Sandy. They're not drag queens. They're not trans. They're just cis women.
Just girls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Completely.
I love when women are in things and like, I don't know, I think of when I saw Promising Young Woman and Laverne has a very small role in that. Not mm-hmm. small, but it's not like a starring role.
Mm-hmm.
And her gender, her transness or like a conversation of that character can just be a woman without, if there's a trans woman in it, it doesn't have to be some kind of plot point that they're trans.
Exactly.
Because trans people are just in the world.
Yes, exactly.
They do work at coffee shops and shit.
Oh my God, let me go play an attorney. And my gender and sexual preference is
not
never brought
part
up.
Of story.
Exactly. Maybe one episode where it's talked about, but the rest of the time it's about the storyline.
Right.
And I'm just an attorney there working.
Yeah.
Oh my God, did you see the video of the attorney, the defense attorney, wearing the breastplate? And she shows up to court in the breastplate, and girl, she is painted house down. Oh, honey.
No, Kelly.
I'm living for her.
What kind of like divorce court are you watching?
Girl, living for her.
I love court shows.
I am
obsessed with the show called Support Court.
What's that?
Support Court is a show where people come in because they haven't been paying child support. And they get read within an inch of their life by this judge. She goes, welcome to Support Court. Tell me what's going on. And I swear to God, Kelly, classic tale. Woman drops off children at mom's house or mother-in-law's house or sister's house and just doesn't come back.
What?
And they're like, why don't you play? They're like, well, I live in Miami and I do hair, this example. And they're like, well, how much do you make a year? And she's like, $90,000. And they're like, and you're not sending any money to your mother who takes care of your children? She's like, no. And I'm like, why? I get really incensed watching these parents not, it's one thing to maybe say, I don't know, mom, can you take care of my kids? And then the person will be like, well, I drop off food. And the grandma's like,
on television?
I watch it on TikTok. And they'll be like, you drop off McDonald's once a month. That is not bringing food for your children.
Can you imagine when the children get older and see the videos? They're going to say, you didn't care about me.
No kidding. Well, I never.
Oh my God.
I never met my real dad when I was younger.
Uh-huh.
And now that I'm older, I think, I don't wish I had a dad in my life, but I'm like, God, my mom on one income. I know she could have used a little extra money. Yeah. I wish he would have paid her some money.
You just wanted some McDonald's.
Dude, I want new shoes. Do you know what it was? I know how horrible it was to have a brother 5 years older than me, because it didn't just mean I got hand-me-downs.
Everything.
I got styles from 5 years ago.
Girl, did you have to take milk cartons to the bottom of your soles of your shoes because you'd only get one pair a year?
Kelly, do you think that I lived in the Depression era?
In the summertime, we didn't have shoes to wear. But in the wintertime, we'd all get a brand new pair.
You love Loretta, too.
We love Loretta.
Love.
Love that you love Loretta. Loretta's like everything. Of course, I love Dolly.
Me, too.
But for me, the songs, it was Loretta.
Yeah.
It was Loretta.
People are always, I love Dolly, of course. Dolly, I know you watch this. Hi.
Hi, Dolly.
I do love Dolly. And people assume she's my fave because of the blonde and the rhinestones. But I'm a hardcore Loretta fan.
Hey, Loretta.
And I'm a hardcore June Carter fan.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Hardcore. One of my claims to fame is if you go on Auto Harp on Wikipedia, it's the two people pictured are me and June Carter Cash.
Shut the fuck up.
I gotta tuck my hair behind my ears.
I love that.
You love that.
What did you think of the movie? Did you love Reese?
Oh, are you talking about Walk the Line?
Uh-huh.
Oh, it's a beautiful movie.
Yeah.
I love. You know what scene I love with Reese?
Uh-huh.
She's shopping for fishing rods,
uh-huh.
and that woman goes by and goes, "Divorce is an abomination." Because she had just got a divorce.
Shit.
If you were in country music in the 60s
That's
and you got a divorce.
Exactly.
Especially if you're the woman.
D-I-V-O-R-C-E.
Huh? Yeah. It's really, really, it's a great movie. She's great in it. Joaquin is great in it.
I know. Sissy Spacek and Coal Miner's Daughter, Loretta Lynn. I mean, I love everything Sissy Spacek does.
Yeah. Do you like Carrie?
I love Carrie. And
yeah.
I love Three Women with Shelley Duvall and Robert Altman film. If y'all have never seen that and you are of age and you can smoke weed, smoke some weed and watch Three Women. It is so good.
I always thought Carrie would be great played by a trans girl.
That would be amazing.
The level of outsider, the level of weirdness.
I would love to see, what's her name from Euphoria?
Sure.
I would love, what is
Scooter McGee? I don't know.
Scooter McGee.
Who is it? No, the Hunter?
Hunter, thank you, Hunter.
She would make
I'm
a
so
great
sorry.
Carrie.
Yes.
Like I thought,
she'd make a great Carrie.
Not to make everything gay, because I love to make everything gay, but I was like, that level of isolation, the little being ridiculed.
Oh, yeah, that's a whole other level to the story.
Yeah, and maybe like the scene with getting your period and her screaming in the shower. That level of body humiliation could happen for a trans person.
Totally.
So, I don't know, I would love to see Carrie with a trans person.
I would love that. That would
maybe
be
you could, you know, we could...
Let's do it.
De-age a little bit in the CGI?
I think so.
You're a young, beautiful woman. Do you think you have the range to play a teen?
Sure. I still think I'm one.
I believe it.
I totally still think
I'm
one.
You have that sex drive.
Completely. I'm at the Taylor Swift Honey concert with my little friendship bracelets on, just screaming with the girls, my little cut-off Daisy Dukes.
Did you always wear long hair and makeup and girl stuff?
Mm-hmm.
You did?
Always.
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 So I mean,
I started wearing makeup in like seventh grade.
Six
this little small
old.
Town in Oklahoma, 6 months old. And I'm still no good at it. We won't get started on what Trixie thinks.
No. Are you kidding? This is what I've been waiting for. We need to do a...
Me
and Vice need to get together and do a takedown piece about your makeup bag. Because it is broken brushes, 60-year-old sponges, shattered eyeshadows. You use products that I haven't seen people use in 10 years. You use that Smashbox Halo powder, the crushing one that you twist.
What's that?
Do you twist it and the powder crushes?
Shut up, I do.
You see what I mean, people?
I don't even know what I use.
And also, what I love about you
I don't know any of the brand names at all.
That's very people shopping for makeup. They're like, do you have more of this? I'm like, what is this? A pencil like, this big? I'm like, what is this?
I'm so that girl. I take pictures of it on my phone and then I'll just go into Sephora and say, do you have this?
Yeah. Are you tech savvy? You run your own socials, right?
I do, yeah.
It shows. Because I've seen you kind of show up. You do kind of have like, you have like... You have like okay boomer like
no,
skills.
No, I do not.
Are you active on Facebook?
Yes.
See?
Oh my God, shut up.
See, were you on January 6th, Kelly? Yeah. This hat, I don't know.
You know what? Leave me alone. I think I do good on my socials.
We do have an incompatibility, which is Katya and I like to make
Tracy,
the...
come rescue me.
Katya and I like to make the theater an icebox. And
oh
poor Kelly Mantle, you guys, is backstage in her dressing room with a space heater, and a winter coat.
I want you all to be forced to go on tour with Madonna because she doesn't allow air conditioning, and you all aren't going to say nothing to Madonna.
I
actually, Katya probably would.
She'd go home.
She'd leave.
I was on a
She
shoot.
Does not allow air conditioning.
I'm doing her show Sunday. That guest thing, you know, where the drag queens
you
wave.
Are?
Yes.
Oh my
and
gosh.
And thank you for warning me. Because
yeah,
I might walk on stage and do a U-turn and just walk out. Like, bye, M. Bye, Lady M.
Bye.
Yeah. I think...
I've never been so cold in all my life. You all literally... I have no
you remember
warm
Hamburg?
Blood cells left, if that's a thing. Is that a thing?
No.
Okay.
Those are not the only cells you don't have left. Do you remember when we were in Hamburg, Germany, and we were outdoors?
Girl... I thought I was going to die.
November
like I thought you all were
going
to find me in my dressing room in like a fetal position, just frozen. And you were going to like crick my bones and they would just crack.
Yeah.
It was the coldest I've ever been in my life.
Even I was cold. I was ready to cut Brandon open and climb inside like Star Wars.
Oh
like I was.
It was like a carnival circus ring outside.
It was a circus tent.
It was and a by circus the way, tent outside.
We get what's inferred there. That we're a circus.
Totally.
Thank you.
I mean, we could not have like fit the venue more perfectly, especially with these two.
They put up the circus tent. I said, that's Kelly's makeup. All right. That's how she does it.
I think my makeup froze to my face that night. Like, I think it would not come off with the makeup wipes.
That's kind of nice though.
Frozen to my face. Well, yeah. I mean,
well, I remember the dancers had like blue lips and I was like, you're all going to die tonight. And Katya and I finished the show and, you know, we do the bows. And for the only show I've ever done with her, I put my arms around her.
And she was sweatless.
And she said, roll the music back. Let's do it again.
I
would do the show again right now. That's how happy I was.
I love it.
I was freezing though. It was cold. The worst part about cold backstage, because I like warm backstage, cold on stage, which I know is impossible, whatever. The worst part is when you have to put on your body and it's cold and you're naked.
God, naked and your feet are touching the floor. I always put a towel down.
Oh.
Oh my God, it was so cold. Well, you used to make fun of me because I would literally sit there and have like two space heaters up in my face doing...
In the face, you guys. A space heater in the face.
I couldn't help it. I was so cold. So cold.
Can I go back to self-tapes?
Yeah.
What do you not like about it? I guess you don't like that you miss the people in the room.
I miss the connection. That's the main thing. And then, you know, it's just, there's a thing too that when you go in and you read, you usually just do it once, twice if you're lucky. And that's your go and that's your take. When I do a self-tape, I'm sitting there going, oh, I can do it better. Let me do it again. I'll end up doing it 15 times. And then, you know, you think the 15th time is the best and now you're not fresh anymore. And so I overdo it. And
don't
if I
overdo
could just,
it.
I know. I
Kelly,
know,
I'm telling you, literally do not do it more than, this is like my thing. Do not do it more than five times.
I know.
Do
and
not
then I
want
to put a filter on it. And
also, usually I turn the camera on and do it a few times without recording just to like see myself on the monitor.
Well, this is the best advice I ever got was from Trixie Mattel. And she said, don't be precious about any of your shit. Don't be precious about it. Just do it. And get it out there. And I was like, yeah. That is such good advice.
I don't get bogged down by quality.
I know.
You know,
see,
being
you
funny,
isn't
being
that
pretty.
Great? And it works for you.
It works for me. Well, I hate in-person callbacks because I always call you back in drag and I'm always going in somewhere where someone hits record.
I know.
Record,
I mean,
like,
the drive and getting there and the parking and the whole thing. I know that's inconvenient, but I don't know. I love the connection in the room. I really do. I'm old school.
I go in there and they push record just like this. And I'm like, all right. And they're like, go. And I'm like, what's the tea, Mama Boots? Like, because it's always written like for a drag queen. It's
I
like,
know, right?
Is your
talking
boots
about the
tea,
tuck.
Or is it sickening, Kiki? It's like the stupidest little
I know
monologue, and it's always talking to a police officer or something, and it's like a murder at a drag club, and you're like, oh, honey, Miss Bunyan, she jumped sip as soon as the tea got boots, she bolted, and you're like,
girl,
what?
Let me tell you, my tuck was so hard today. Miss Chamomile told me that it only takes her 2 seconds. They always come up with the worst names.
It's always like Miss Anita Cocktail.
Yes.
It's like,
it's so bad, girl.
It's horrible.
I hate it. I won't even go in for those anymore. I told my agent, I said, don't even send me in for those anymore. I won't do it.
Well, good, because the rest of us who look like drag queens and can't act, we need those roles.
You need
so
those
thank
roles.
You. Yes. I
did. You've been acting. You got a major in acting, right?
Yeah, but
theater.
I wasn't good.
No.
And I wanted to improve, but I wasn't natural. Like,
what was your best role that you played? I want to imagine Trixie and like
being alive. That Liza clip where she's like being alive. I played an old man in No No Nanette. It's a tap musical from the 30s.
Okay, yeah.
I played the guy who sings, I want to be happy, but I... And I liked playing an old person. Because it was kind of like drag. Once I looked in the mirror and I had the white hair and everything, I was like, old. Suddenly I was like hunched over and walking like an old person.
Do you tap?
Yeah.
Oh my God, we should totally tap.
Totally tapping with Telly
Mantle.
Telly Mantle. Do you ever wish you had a drag name?
You know, I had one for a minute back in the day when I did rock and roll and stuff. I was Brandy Warhol.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah, I was Brandy Warhol. If you go into Outfitters Wigs, I'm on the cover of a magazine called Girl Talk Magazine. It was for the duels, you know. And it has a picture of me and it says Brandy Warhol on the cover because that's when I was going by Brandy. But I dropped
that
it after like a year.
That is such a hooker name.
Isn't it? I know.
You in the clubs with a smoky eye, like, what's your name?
Brandy Warhol. You know what I want to change my name to now?
What?
Indie Darling.
Ooh, I love that.
Do you love?
Indie Darling.
Indie Darling.
I feel like you're going to move to Pioneer Town.
Totally. So, like Sundance.
Indie Darling, the toast of Pioneer Town. She sells suede coin purses by the road.
Yes.
And she'll do monologues if you cash app her.
She'll do a monologue for you if you cash app her. And she'll even play a song on her guitar that's missing two strings.
Yeah. Can I ask you about your premarital sex life?
Mm-hmm.
Because you were so beautiful. You are so
beautiful. You were so beautiful.
No, I meant you are.
Oh,
I said you are
God.
So beautiful. This happened to me yesterday. I told someone they have great hair and they heard gray hair and they just stared at me. And I said, great hair. You are so beautiful. I imagine when you were a bar-going single gal,
mm-hmm.
people sprinted at you full speed, ripping their clothes off, screaming.
Well, I'll have you know they still do.
But I mean, now that you're a married woman.
There was a valet at the hotel in Oklahoma City the other day. They hit me up on DMs and the Instagrams.
I'm not surprised.
I'm like, oh.
Still got it.
Yeah, no.
Because you can't cure it.
You know, that's the thing is I think there was like a... I think there was some like individual conquest with me because growing up in this really small farming town, all of my best girlfriends had the hottest boys. And I was like, I want one of those boys.
Yeah.
And I couldn't get them then. And then when I, you know, got older and realized who I was and, you know, everything.
The power.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, now I can get them. Here we go.
That's what I mean. You have this magnetism.
So much fun.
It's not like porny, but you have this magnetism that I'm assuming men just respond to.
I love it.
Because you have these big brown eyes and these soft lips and you're funny and sweet and smart to talk to. I bet you are like the dream woman that guys would like wish they could walk into a bar and sit next to and talk to.
Well, I tell you, I've had my fair share of boys in this world, but none can top James. He is fucking... so magical and so amazing. I hit the jackpot. It took me a long time to get here, but I hit the jackpot with that one because of all the boys I've been with in my lifetime. He is top notch.
And you kissed a lot of frogs.
Girl, I kissed a lot of boys in my lifetime, honey.
I said frogs. I tried to make it more elegant.
Well, you know.
You said I sucked a lot of
them were
cock.
Frogs. Some of them will ribbit up the wrong creek, you know.
When did you know, like when you met James in the wild, were you instantly like,
yeah.
Wow.
Completely. Our first date was his Marine ball and he was stationed in Albany, Georgia.
Oh my God.
I know. And it was during the time that Trump had just put the trans ban on the military. So it was even more, you know, it was at a time when, you know, a lot of the Marines were asking like Paris Hilton and Kim Kardashian and people like that to the Marine ball. And so he had hit me up online and invited me as his date. And I thought, now's more time important to show up than ever, you know.
Like Cinderella.
Show up and show out. Yeah. Oh, girl, I felt like Jackie O.
Really? I was going to say, did you feel like a mix between like a politician or
yes.
a celebrity or like a high-level courtesan?
I totally felt a little bit of both of those.
That was
a
three
little
things.
Well, yeah. Was it?
Yeah.
A courtesan, a politician.
A courtesan. Did you get a cortisone shot? I said a politician, a celebrity, and a cortisone.
Oh, all the above. I was living my Jackie O fantasy. I really was.
Wow.
It was very that.
What did you wear?
I wore this long black evening gown and this gorgeous blonde hair.
Blonde?
Yeah, I wore gorgeous blonde hair. It was like a dark blonde. It was like Mariah Carey blonde.
Oh, kind of the ends.
Yeah, kind of like a golden dark blonde.
Wow.
And honestly, everyone there could not have been cooler. They were so accepting, so cool. And we had a great, I mean, it was just like a magical date night. It was beautiful. And it was our first date. I know.
Was he in his uniform?
Yeah, he was in his blues.
Do you buy into that shit?
Oh, completely.
I do too. I know it's. Completely, I know it's like.
Honey.
I feel like I'm being a traitor to like.
No. Who doesn't love a man in uniform?
A firefighter outfit, a pilot outfit, anything like that. Like, I know they're not called outfits; they're called uniforms. A firefighter costume.
I know, right? I love your costume.
But a military look like that?
Oh God,
girl,
so
I wouldn't have made it to the dance floor.
Girl,
would have broke my legs off.
So hot.
Yeah, James is very, very handsome. Hi, James.
Hi.
Has he seen you on shows and stuff?
Mm-hmm. He came to our show. He came to Trixie and Katya Live at San Diego.
Has he seen a lot of your TV stuff in the past, like 10, 15, 20 years?
Mm-hmm.
I love that.
He watches it. I can't watch it, but he watches it sometimes.
You don't like watching yourself?
No, I hate it.
I do too. I didn't even watch Trixie and Katya live,
the live stream. I actually did watch it.
How was it?
Because I think I was live chatting that night. Like they had me live chat the night it was happening.
Yeah.
I loved it. It turned out great. I mean, it was beautiful what John Mark and Jasmine and everyone did with it. I love the behind the scenes stuff. They have it posted on the PEG YouTube now. It's really funny.
I would love to see that. I guess I remembered us, like my memory of it is on stage looking at you, looking at Katya, and I didn't want the audience perspective to replace my memory of it.
Totally.
Weirdly. I was like protective of it.
Yeah. Well, see, I would watch you all on the monitors a lot, but I had never seen it as like an audience member.
Yeah.
So it's because a lot of your parts and stuff I missed. And I was like, oh my God, this is so cool.
Because if you're not in it, you're backstage taking a nap.
Yeah. Well, I'm backstage, you know, usually she was, you know, partaking in a little beverage or two, you know.
A little beverage or two. Remember when I quit drinking on tour and you were like,
yes.
Oh God. Kelly was like, it's bad enough she doesn't drink.
My drinking buddy, you totally left Gabriel and I stranded. How dare you?
You did something really interesting on tour that I've never seen anyone do. If the bus call was 2 a.m., you would stay in the venue in your dressing room.
I know.
What were you doing in there?
Usually it took me that long to take all my makeup off, put on my lotions and potions and pack.
Yeah.
And then sometimes I would go ahead and just sit there and finish off that bottle of wine. I mean, I wanted to stay off of the bus as long as possible because as much as I didn't mind it, it certainly wasn't the most comfortable.
No.
You know, to sit in.
Tour bus sounds
so glam.
So
I would take advantage of my dressing room. But you would come and join me a lot of times in the dressing room afterwards.
Your rider was insane. Kelly's rider was like...
That was not my rider. I didn't necessarily have a rider. They just asked me what I wanted one day. And I said, oh, I like little turkeys and cheeses and crackers. And
every night she would have a deli in her room. It was like cheese slices, turkey slices. And I'd be like, bitch, are you opening a Subway franchise in here?
I know.
It's so funny. And you were,
and I never ate any of
and
it.
And you never ate
it. I would
it.
Distribute it to the crew on the crew bus, like Kat and... Jeremy and everyone would take it and stuff because they'd have the munchies.
Well, tour is sort of like prison where it's like commissary. Like when I stopped drinking, I kept the wine in the rider because I'd be like, Gabriel, you want this bottle of
exactly.
wine?
Exactly.
What are you going to do for me?
Exactly. Oh no, Gabriel appreciated it.
Oh yes, he'll take the wine.
Because I wouldn't have any left for him.
No, polish it off. Kelly, the children love you. People love you. How can they support you on the internet? Tickets, whatever. How can they give you money? Tell
y'all
them.
Have the best fans, by the way. I love your fans.
They're your fans. They love you.
I love them. I don't know. You can find me on Instagram at Kelly Mantle, Twitter, The Kelly Mantle. I'm on TikTok now.
You are.
I totally am on TikTok
What's
now.
Your TikTok vibe? Because I've seen a lot of videos of you talking directly to camera.
I don't know. Is it Boomer?
No.
Okay, Boomer. I don't know what my TikTok is.
Can I say I like that you do your own? Because I hate when people...
Well, you do your own too, don't you?
Yes. And I don't like when I follow someone and it's very obvious they don't run their own account. I want that person to make the videos, you know?
Girl, Tammy just texted me 3 texts and said, I understand being a woman up late.
I think that's where we can end.
Is this Tammy Brown coming out as trans?
Girl, is that some DL version of, I'm not trans, I'm up late? Is that some new terminology?
No.
I'm up late. I'm in the up late community.
I think we need to investigate. Let's call her.
All right, yeah, stay tuned next week when we do a deep dive on all my... We could honestly do an episode going through and reading texts from Kelly Mantle. Voice notes from Kelly... Or voice notes from Tammy Brown.
Yes, totally. We should.
Tammy Brown will send you a real quick, unexpected 3-minute voice note about the whales.
We should also do a live watching of the live stream, the Trixie and Katya live stream. That would be so fun.
I would love that. A pop-up video. Amazing. We get Katya to do it too.
Oh my God, yes, we'll get Katya to do it with us.
Yeah, let's do it.
That'd be so fun.
All right. Well, thanks y'all. Support Kelly.
Woo!
And register to vote. Bye.
Bye.